Oh, long day.
Long day.
Long day. Saturday, what is it?
It's not over with yet.
Saturday evening. Sun's still up. Sun looks like maybe another hour of sunlight. About 45 minutes or so ago, we finished recording the big full-blown episode that was on the live stream. I heard from a number of listeners who were watching the live stream and said...
a number of listeners here.
I watched the YouTube video from my hotel room yesterday morning, and it's very professional.
Yeah, it really
looks good. Really get a feeling of being here when you watch. Hey, there you go. There's a four-ship formation flying by.
Yeah. So apparently this is the evening air show has already begun, and there's still a big crowd here today because of the evening air show, and we saw some good stuff, and you're going to come back again one day?
Probably. I won't. Not this year. Not tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I'll absolutely be back.
Yeah. Me too. Me too. I like this show.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I'll be here all day tomorrow. I got to help clean up part of my commitment. And it's actually kind of nice that on Sunday evening, there is a big party for all the volunteers. And it's your kind of one chance to say goodbye to everybody. Now, a lot of people who have left by then, not everybody is there for it. But for the people who are hanging around, it's nice. So I actually do try to make my travel plans so I can stay over Sunday night.
You're headed home soon, right?
And I don't know how much of the air show, tonight's air show, I'm going to see, but yeah.
Oh, okay. I forgot about that part. Yeah, you might want to stay for that or not, but...
Leave before the end of the air show. Leaving at the end of the air show is an adventure.
Leaving before the end of the air show is definitely indicated. Just having, gotten in here this morning, this afternoon, that was a chore. Getting out, I'm sure it'll be just as much a chore. So.
But a lot of people still wandering around here. Like I said, there's a lot of daylight. I mean, we're not going to get to the dark part of the night. I'm surprised that they've actually begun anything yet. It seems early to me. But
whatever flight team that is can only fly in daylight. So they'll do those first and then bring out the other acts as it gets darker.
Yeah.
Fireworks ended Wednesday night at 9:30.
Yeah, okay.
So 7:15 now as we record this.
I'll be almost in bed by 9:30.
Okay. Yeah, that would be good. That would be good. I've had a nice week so far. I mean, it's almost over. I'm going to be here for another 12 hours. I'm going to leave around noon or something like that tomorrow. Theoretically, I'm supposed to be on the radio tomorrow morning. We'll see whether that actually happens. I'm theoretically scheduled to be one of the announcers.
Oh, good.
In the morning. We'll see if that actually happens, but that'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah. We'd love to have you.
I don't know who we're interviewing or anything like that. It's apparently
it's a fluid schedule.
Yes.
I think flexibility is the keyword for tomorrow.
That's right. You were doing that task this year. You were a greeter, right?
Yeah. Scheduler, coordinator, greeter. We don't just to be clear for our audience, we don't just greet people. We also try to keep track of who's supposed to be here, when they're supposed to be here, did they get here, and are they ready to go on the air? Then we turn them over to live air, and then it's not our problem anymore.
Yeah, right, yeah. It's off of your head. You did your task. I've been staying over in the campground in Dave Schallbetter's trailer, I've really grown to enjoy the walk back here in the morning and in the evening. It's funny, there's a tradition and I try to follow this tradition myself when I get a chance to drive a golf cart. The tradition is that if you see someone walk, if you've got an empty seat in your golf cart, you see someone walking, you offer them a ride, all right? I'll be walking from here to the trailer and back, or the campground and back. And two or three times along the trip, someone will say, "Well, do you want a ride?" I like the walk. I'm having a good time.
I've been offered a ride a couple of times. This afternoon, somebody went screaming by me in an empty six-pack, and I'm like, whatever.
But, there's still a lot going on here. The campground hasn't started empty, at least not as of this morning. And, it's been a good year.
Were there a lot? I haven't been over to the campground. Were there a lot vacant spaces? Full?
It seemed pretty full to me. I mean, I only saw the part of it that was along my route, back to the Schallbetter's trailer. But it seemed full. I didn't see any empty spot. My big complaint is that the food vendor along that route that I've grown to like over the years got changed out this year. So
one of my favorite spots, the Sunset Grill, which we are looking at right here from Sunfun Radio, changed to the Sarasota Smokehouse this year.
Yeah, there is no Sarasota Smokehouse.
Well, then now there is, and there it is.
It's in Lakeland, which is a really good place for it if you know anything about Sarasota barbecue.
Well. Okay. I think this is under the category of, what was it called again? It was a California burger that they served up at the air show up the street years ago.
The California burger.
Is that California burger in Wisconsin is considered a cheeseburger with lettuce and tomato. That's a California burger.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So. My point being is that locals have different perceptions of things.
Oh, sure.
And I think that the locals here think that it's Sarasota is a cool town name. And hey, so it when, makes
when,
sense
when
to,
I was in San Francisco one time, I saw a Philly cheesesteak. I tried it. No. Not a Philly cheesesteak.
Well, you got to go to the right place. We actually did this one.
Apparently,
here.
San Francisco is the wrong place.
Oh, you did this in San Francisco.
In San Francisco, they were selling a Philly cheesesteak. I'm
right.
Like,
see, that's what I'm right, because I'm thinking you're a Philadelphia guy.
Yeah,
you know. All right, we did this one time. We were there. We were in Philadelphia for a show, and we went out one evening, and there were six of us, and we went to those two cheesesteak places that are across the street from each
Gino's
other.
Gino's and Pat's.
Okay, and what we did was we divided up into two teams. Each team went to one of the places and bought three sandwiches, and then we went back to a neutral corner. We split them all in half so that everybody had half of one and half of the other, and then we had a little taste test. And I can't remember which one. I remember the one was definitely better. We all agreed that one was the best.
And Jim's Steaks, not my restaurant, but a restaurant called Jim's Steaks is better than both of those.
Yeah, Jim's on, right. On I've South heard Street. That. Yes. I've heard that. And we didn't get to go there next time. So, anyways, but that's not a son and fun story.
Wait a minute, isn't this a food podcast?
Yeah, right, yeah. So Sarasota Smokehouse is probably named Sarasota because they think that's a cool Florida word.
Not right? as much to my liking as the previous.
All right, okay. I'm trying
not
to
mine either, and again, there's nothing at all special about barbecue in Sarasota. Yeah.
So anyways, I'm trying to figure out how to curb this back to talking about...
Oh, yeah, airplanes, aviation.
Yeah.
Fly over there and get some barbecue.
Yeah, okay. There we go.
You have the time machine. You can fly to Kansas City or wherever the best barbecue is. Back in the same day.
Yeah.
It's been a little bit of an abbreviated, at least for Jeb and I, it's been a little bit of an abbreviated Sun and Fun. But it's as always, a really pleasant time, and I really enjoy coming here. And, you know, hopefully next year I'll be able to come back the whole week again like I did last year. So been a good week. Any final thoughts about the week at Sun and Fun? Or
weather's been fantastic. The people have been fantastic. It was a fitting tribute to them. Now there you go, airplane noise, folks. It was a fitting tribute to the 50th anniversary of this
That's
event.
A very good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah, 50th year of Sun and Fun, 30th year of the radio station, and a lot of deep roots here. So
exactly.
All right then. Well, this is Uncontrolled Airspace 1089 Charlie, and other than that, we'll
stick a fork in it.
Thank you very much. We'll see you all next time.